Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Hi. Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
This is My Perfect Romance. I'm Courtney.
I'm Lisa. And Valerie is in a good place right now.
Yes. Just not here.
I know. She's doing good. She couldn't be here.
We always miss her when she's not here.
I know. She's fuzzy. I love it. So today's episode, I think we talked about previous episode, we wanted people to send in questions, and we'll tell you what we think.
Yes. I don't know if it'll be great advice, but.
I mean, yeah, you take it with a grain of salt. Or maybe something resonates. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. So we do have a couple questions that we wanted to kind of discuss.
A couple people sent us some of their questions.
Yeah, really good. I mean, there's a lot of good questions, but we picked up two that we thought would be fun. So last month we read The 12 Dates of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I think I talked about coming across my news feed because I love to follow psychology, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had a news feed from the Goatmans. It wasn't the Goatmans that wrote the article, it was an admirer of theirs. I should credit them. Oh my gosh. I'm pausing. I wish everyone could see this card that I was given by a mutual friend of ours.
Oh my God.
My phone opened to look for this article that I had saved. And immediately I took a picture of a card that a friend of mine gave me.
That is,
and it's a picture
so funny
of a nude man, completely nude. He's got his police officer shades, and then covering his penis is probably a shoe. He's laying out on the beach.
It's a shoe that's upside down, so you see the sole of the shoe.
The sole of the shoe.
He's flaccid probably because. So she's pointing down.
Yeah.
Not up.
Oh my gosh. And when you first glance, you're like, whoa, he's packing.
Yeah. It almost looks like a very large penis.
It does. But then you read and it says, everyone thinks that a girl's dream is to find the perfect guy. So that's what the card says. But then when you open it up and it says, please, every girl's dream is to eat and not get fat. Anyway, great card. Love it, love it, love it. But I opened my phone because I tend to share with myself articles that I think are interesting that I want to go back and read later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in my own whatever. Because I want to credit the person that wrote this article.
Well,
and I didn't write it down.
I have to say, at book club last night, there was so much. There was a lot of really good food. And I could have just been eating. I could have eaten and eaten and eaten.
I know.
I did. I kept eating.
It was like Thanksgiving all over again at book club last night.
It was.
We did a potluck and like a Christmas gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always good company.
Yes. So would it be nice if I wasn't going to like have all the calories that I ate last night.
Oh, goodness. I thought it was worth it. Every bite, every morsel. So the title of this article was Four Dates That Every Couple Needs to Try, According to a Psychologist. And it was written by Mark Travers, and he identifies himself as a contributor who writes about the world of psychology. And I think a lot of people have heard this name, the Goatmans.
Mm-hmm.
They are mostly known for, across the world, researching divorce.
Okay.
So they are best known for the predictors of divorce. And I feel like I've, like, in the books that I've read, because I like nonfiction a lot, like, them referred to here and there.
Yeah.
And so I'm definitely familiar with them. I don't know if I've ever written any of their works, so.
I haven't. So,
but I think it's interesting, because I think once we want to protect those relationships we value. So, I mean, that's what we are all seeking, is how to do that.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to get in a relationship thinking it's going to end.
No.
We all go into relationships with
25 to life.
Yeah. Yes. I do, at least.
Unless we're straight hormones, but I'm just like, whatever. You can be a one night stand. I think everyone's different, but. Oh, so anyway, the gist of this article, and this is like four dates of an 8-part series. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so wild that it came up right around the time I'm reading this 12 Dates of Christmas, which is a book we reviewed and we both really enjoyed. And as we were like listening to the dates, I'm like, that would be a fun date. Oh, I want to do that. I want to do this.
Yeah.
So I was like, what would the Goatmans say are like worthwhile, valuable dates as the predictors of divorce that everyone needs to go on? So there are actually 8, but I didn't read that other article. So this is just 4 of the 8 dates.
Okay.
And the way that the article or the Goatmans introduce that is they're actually, this is going to sound lame, but talking dates.
Okay. No, I don't think it's talking
dates that are centered around themes for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, gosh, if I could give my kids like any advice, it's like, if you think you want to be with a person for the rest of your life, you should go to marriage counseling before you get married.
Yeah.
And gain some insight about what you're in for.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the right pick for you, maybe. I don't know. I think that there's probably some value in that.
Yeah.
But.
Well, the woman who married Ben and I was a pastor. I can't remember the religion. But we had to meet with her like 4 or 5 times. And she asked us to think about real stuff.
Oh.
You know, financial things. You know, things that.
Yeah.
That sometimes when you get into a relation, into a marriage, I should say, where you are going in, like, this is your.
You're kind of going in blind in a way, but well,
you
not.
Don't. I don't think you think about certain stuff. Like,
not when your hormones are flying.
How are we going to do our finances?
Yeah.
Like, you have an income. I have an income.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to move into a house together, and we're going to share food. What does that look like? Who's paying for all that? How are we going to split it down the middle? Are you going to pay for some?
So am you I did this with this pastor before you got married.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I think she did ask us questions that maybe we hadn't thought about
before. Hadn't even discussed or wasn't
she's
even.
She's like, "What are you thinking of children? What does that look like? She's like, how do you want to raise children? How do you want to, what are your.
Do you even want to have children?
Yeah.
A lot of people get into marriages without crossing that very important bridge, because that's. You know, when you don't have the same vision, that's definitely a break it for sure.
And these are big things. Financial, kids, they're huge things that you really do need to think about and be on the same page.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think hindsight gives us a lot of insight about what we wish we would have discussed or figured out before came to fruition. But like this I think you're gonna find this interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
The 4 of the 8 dates. Okay. So the first one, I think you probably hit on the nose. They call it the room to grow family date. And they suggest that people go to a family friendly place and discuss, and you maybe look at other families. Go to a park somewhere where you'll see, you know, parents and children playing together.
Yeah.
Family friendly, wherever that may be.
Chuck E. Cheese. Is there Chuck E. Cheese's anymore?
I don't know. But those aren't family. That rock is scary. There may have been families there, but. Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, exactly. Chuck E. Cheese. Go to Chuck E. Cheese. Get the stringy cheese pizza. So funny. But go there, watch other families, and define what family means to you and how to achieve that. I think there's such a wide variety and way to have a family. Mm-hmm. You may not be having children of your own. You may be adopting. You may be reaching out to your community and making them your family. There's so many ways to define family that I don't think it's just whether or not you're going to have kids. But I think that that's a make it or break it. And I will say, just we'll say it like this. Someone very close to me in my life, you know, they had been married for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And before they discovered that, oh, I didn't know my wife didn't want to have children. Ooh. Like she, the thought of going through a pregnancy mm-hmm. was just disturbing.
Oh, wow.
The physical toll that that takes on a body. Just not in the cards for her. Mm-hmm. And for that person, it was very important that they had kids of their own. Like adoption wasn't on the table. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's good to know that about yourself.
Yeah.
But to also discuss that with your partner.
Yeah.
But also like, just know that you might have to change mm-hmm. your perceptions.
Yeah.
Because there are things that happen in life that are out of our control. And we still need to realize like, my way or the highway doesn't always work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a tough one, but I think it's important to decide mm-hmm. up front.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
Yes.
Probably one of the most important mm-hmm. things. I don't know.
Well, and I think even raising children, mm-hmm. I mean, like just not only just having children,
how
do you think, what kind of rules are you going to,
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese when that kid throws their tantrum. Like,
yeah, are you going to be like that parent and just let them? Yeah. Ignore that behavior and let all the waitresses deal with it? Or are you going to take that kid and take him outside to your to your car and say, sorry, you can't come back in until you adjust your behavior?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to consider.
Yeah.
And I know like that in different times in my life, like we have argued mm-hmm. extensively about how to raise children. And it is hard. It's hard to come to that consensus because it's one of the hardest things to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also one of the most important things
yep.
that we can do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, have that talk, please. that's a really good recommendation.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, probably going to end up hurting the other one, the other person.
Yeah, you're just going to be in different, you're just going to, well, those are things you can't get over.
Yeah.
You're like, either somebody's going to have to concede, and that's a really big thing to concede. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we won't have children.
Yeah.
Or I guess I will, but then what kind of parent am I going to be because I don't want a child?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that definitely you need to be on the same page.
Yeah. What's the next one?
It is called Play With Me.
Oh.
Fun and Adventure. I know what you're thinking.
I know, of course. That popped right into my mind. Because that's a huge part of a relationship, too.
It is. But that's not where they're going. What they're saying is that you should research something novel. Something you've never done before, but that piques both of your interests. Mm. Or maybe one of the others, and then join them in that interest. Yeah. But do something new. Well, no, they say both your interests. But I threw that out there, throw me a bone here. That maybe something doesn't interest you, but if it interests your partner, maybe support them.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that you're really uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. Then... you know, respect your own boundaries and comfort levels. Yeah. But they say both of your interests. I think they say follow a random car and choose their final destination as your own. Go climb a tree or go play in a body of water.
Okay.
So be spontaneous. Do something you wouldn't normally do, something novel. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of those things that over the course of years, mm-hmm. playfulness kind of disappears a little bit.
Yeah, it does. And not even just in a relationship. I think it's just...
as a, for two adults.
Yeah, sometimes you just get in such a like just doing the same thing every day, mm-hmm. going to work, going home, you know, it just becomes so monotonous.
Yeah.
That, and both people can get into that, and then there's nothing.
Yeah.
I really believe that curiosity,
yeah,
exploration in life creates a healthy person, which creates a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. So if you can try something new, do something different, whether it's with your partner or not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not doing anything at all, how interesting are you to yourself or your partner?
And what do you have to look forward to?
Yeah.
Be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I work in a place where we work hard, but there's a lot of play mm-hmm. involved. Like, there's a lot of pranks going on. Or there's a lot of, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm just doing my thing, and, like, an elastic comes down and, like, pings me from, like, across the room. Because Serena is just firing off to see what happens. She's so much fun like that.
Well,
but I'm just, like, it makes me look forward to actually coming to work.
Because I know I'm kind of getting out of the mundane,
yeah.
you know, just getting, sitting down, doing your work, and then mm-hmm. leaving. It creates fun,
exactly,
playful atmosphere.
Right. And so even like in between work relationships, like that's important to have mm-hmm. playfulness.
Yeah.
Or with your children or yeah. with your partner.
Yeah.
Or it's, I think that's so important and like an invaluable reminder.
Yeah.
Because it does. We lose that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Goatmans. So, yes.
Did I ever tell you about I used to be very... I feel like I have worked really hard to be spontaneous and be mm. okay with spontaneity.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's uncomfortable. Being spontaneous can be uncomfortable.
Because you don't know how people are going to react.
Well, even it's like, do we go, you know, Ben will say, let's go jump in the lake. Oh, I don't know. It's cold. I don't know. I'd be uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
But then I found that if I say, yes, I'll just try it. It's always fun. Mm-hmm. I always enjoy my experience.
Yeah.
There's a Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. What is that? Frankie and it's a television series. We are so bad at remembering things. Frankie yeah. and June or whatever, but their husbands are in a law business together,
mm.
or they have a law firm together, but they're actually lovers, and they leave their Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin for each other.
Oh.
And then Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda they actually end up moving in together because they own this beach house.
Uh-huh.
So, and they're very different people. Like Jane Fonda is very rigid and strict and put together. And Lily Tomlin's like, you know, open-minded and sort of hippie. And something happens to Jane Fonda where she's, you know, upset and things didn't go her way. And Lily Tomlin's like, you need a yes night. And she and her husband would do these yes nights where they would say yes to everything, mm-hmm. which would open them up to new experiences
mm-hmm.
that they hadn't ever thought about doing or
oh, that's so fun.
And so they, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, of course, have a yes night, and it puts them in all sorts of predicaments, but mm-hmm. that are funny. But I thought, what a wonderful way to go into the world by just saying yes
mm-hmm.
to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because saying no closes you off a lot. And sometimes I'll even say, let me think about it. Because, you know, you don't have to say yes right off, but if you think about it, sometimes saying yes becomes more attractive as you think about it a little bit.
Yeah, that's hard for me.
It's hard for me,
yeah,
too. That's but I'm working cool. on it.
I love it. Let's mm-hmm. do that.
Yes. Say yes.
Say yes.
Just say yes. Okay, what is the other one?
The next one, something to believe in. Growth and spirituality. So they said, go somewhere beautiful and sacred. And then, get this, discuss, views. I couldn't read my handwriting. Discuss views about the afterlife. That's interesting.
Well, religion is also huge, right? I mean,
a big deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the things that when Brad and I were dating, I would get off work late because I was waiting tables at the time and it would be pitch black outside. And this was at the time I lived in a place where they didn't have clouds all the time. Mm-hmm. So you could actually see the sky and see the stars. And I mean, he would wait up for me to get home. And then, you know, we would just stay up and talk about whatever. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes we'd just be outside and just gazing at the stars. Mm-hmm. And I feel like of all of my memories of us like dating, those were some of the best moments. And even though like at the time when we were dating, we are totally different in our religious mindset than mm-hmm. we are now.
Yeah.
But I don't remember talking about the religion that we belonged to at the time. Mm-hmm. It was more like spiritual discussions. Mm-hmm. And like, what do you actually think?
Yeah.
And I discovered like we kind of weren't in line exactly with the religion we were raised with to some degree.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not totally, because I wasn't there yet. Mm-hmm. And he was super respectful of that.
Yeah.
But like it was very, I don't know, it made me feel really close to him.
Yeah.
And there's something about nature for me. Mm-hmm. I think even then, back then, I realized like nature is a really important part of my who I am.
Yeah.
And like my spiritual, like my connectedness to this universe, however that might look.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that was really, I loved those dates. They weren't really dates. It was just like a hanging out, but just spending time together.
I mean, and for some people, it could be just like, let's go to church together. Like that, I like hanging out with you in church.
Yeah, it's important to have.
But for me, I'm like you. I like to be outside.
Yeah, that's where I get my spirituality. Definitely not under a roof. No. Don't get it that way. It's funny. This girl that, you know, that I know from work, she was telling me, so she's a Democrat. Her husband's a Republican. And I'm like, and we were just chatting after, you know, election. And I was like, how are things in your house right now? Like, everything's good. And she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely, like, give us a lot to talk about, but we respect each other.
Well, yeah.
And I think that that's also important. Like, even if your views don't align with each other, just valuing that someone can have a different perspective from me.
Yes.
And still be a good person.
I think that's so important. I mean, because you love all the other aspects about them. Mm-hmm. And even just say like, I get why you believe the way you do.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I'm going to just say like, I don't necessarily see it the way you do, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we can continue to have a relationship and I love you and all. That's maybe like somebody that's a Christian and a Jude, you know, following Judaism. There's so many relationships that work and they're very two different, you know, religions,
but I think
their holidays are different and everything and how people
more fun.
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Keep
but
it double
you
the
know,
fun.
It's how they, come together and figure out how to make that work. And even then having children and where do you, what does that look like for them? And I think that can even be political too. It's like we're on different politicals, you know? And then, you know, of course your children hear you talking about politics and stuff. And then where do they stand? I sometimes think it gives them maybe even a broader spectrum.
Yeah, they think both sides a lot more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to challenge each other like that, but also challenge each other in a way that's respectful.
Yeah.
I think we've lost that.
Yeah, we really have. Instead of looking at the person and saying, you're a really good person and I like so much about you.
Right.
I don't agree with you on these things, but that's okay.
But you're a good person. If it happened is that you can have different perspectives about something, but that you in the end have like an interest in like the greater good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to have some common grounds to work.
Yeah.
Over a decade ago, we tried to do like a mother-daughter group. Mm-hmm. And part of forming this group was to put all that out on the table.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of an intimate thing. It was, you know, suggested by a psychologist and a pediatrician. They like this, you know. And there were definitely some people who had the total opposite end of the spectrum, religious views.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, we are going to completely leave all religion out of this group. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it totally non-denominational.
Yeah.
And that's an important part because we don't want to force anyone else's views on another person.
Yeah.
But we are going to enforce like good values and morals, because you can have those outside of religion.
Yeah.
But it was too hard for some people to separate that from who they are. Mm-hmm. And it dissolved within a year because people couldn't be respectful. And it was really sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
That was like one of those things we said right out the gate, like, okay, is everybody cool with that?
Yeah.
Because if you want to form a group like this and have religion be a focus, that's great. But it's not going to be in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was too hard.
It's too bad.
I know. But that was an important discussion to have. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. It dissolved. And I think that's probably true in relationships too.
Yeah.
Know yourself.
Yes.
Bottom line. And then, you know, be respectful of that. And if it changes, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But be respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lifetime of dreams. That's date number four.
Okay.
Go somewhere that is part of your dreams and inspirations.
Oh. Part of your dreams and inspirations.
I'm a dreamer. I know you wouldn't think that, but I totally am.
I do. No, you're a dreamer. Mm-hmm. You are, because you, I see you like having an idea and making it happen. Mm. And I think those are dreamers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to dream, and I guess you can dream and not do anything about it, but you do have dreams. But yes. I love that you make your dreams.
I can't sleep. Like, I gotta pursue this thing that's just itching my bones. I know, it's crazy, but it gives me a lot of joy and purpose in life. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to have dreams. I remember 12-ish years ago, I can tell you that almost to the exact date. I was in a place where I was feeling completely lost, because we were going through a really tough time in our relationship, and it made me question like everything about who I was and what I was doing. It made me really have to reflect. Mm-hmm. And I had lost joy and like meaning.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I need to get that back. Mm-hmm. I need to find out who I am and what I love. And so I did create this bucket list.
Yeah.
And it's got 101 items on it. I keep it in my safe.
It's good.
Because it's that important to me. Mm-hmm. Because I just sat and reflected on my own. What is it that I want to do? What do I think is going to bring me joy and happiness?
Yeah.
And I just spent hours. I think I stayed up all night writing that list.
That's really good.
And it's kind of been like a guidebook for me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I just, it feels so good.
To check one of those off? Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are so weird and goofy.
It's okay.
But spontaneous and fun.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, as far as like a relationship's concerned too, you have dreams. Mm-hmm. Does your partner want to either help you manifest that dream?
Yeah.
Or can he support your dreams? or does he want to be a part of it? I mean, that's a huge thing. Or is he going to squash all your dreams and say, why do you want to do that? That's dumb. I mean, that's not the type of person that is not a good relationship.
Absolutely not. If someone makes fun of you for your dreams or discounts them as not being valid or important.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a person that's probably safe. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I really think, so when I made my bucket list, I was like, okay, I'll share mine with you. Yeah. I want you to know who I am and what makes me tick.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's totally separate from you and what your dreams are.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love it if you would do the same.
Yeah.
And have different dreams than me.
Yeah.
And I will support you in those.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And so that was kind of one of the funnest things, I think, that we've done.
Well, it gives you a little insight to your partner too. Like, okay, oh, what is in your heart? What are your goals and aspirations?
Yes.
Like who are you? Oh, well, that gives me more, like your bucket list is full of vacations. Well, I see that you are want to be a traveler and you have that is something about you, and I'm either gonna like love that more about you, but I'm not travel. I'm not a traveler. I don't like it, and I'm not. I probably won't go with you. But let me help you figure that out. Like I'll financially help you or whatever I can do.
Yeah,
that's important in a relationship for sure.
Back to that, like being your own person.
Mm-hmm.
And finding your own happiness, because if you're both happy, then neither one of you is like spent trying to make the other one happy.
Yeah, and like go travel and then come back and like share those experiences with me. That would be wonderful.
That might annoy you.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Keep it to yourself.
I know. Well, yeah, I just say that because it's going to sound terrible. I went backpacking around Europe when I was younger with my dad, who's a photographer.
Yeah.
And I loved it. It was a great time.
Yeah.
But his focus was on photography. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever been around a photographer much, but...
Yeah, because my stepfather's a photographer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so lighting.
Yeah.
It is everything.
Yeah.
And so our trip felt like it was totally planned around, okay, we need to be here at this time to take this picture.
Oh,
rather than just letting it be a spontaneous, enjoyable time.
People like, look, the lighting is so amazing. Let's try and get snap a picture of this right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I was like, I would have rather just kind of just enjoyed the scenery.
Yeah.
And whatever. And then over the years, like, anytime they go on vacations, like, I am sent a CD and I'm subjected to these photographs. And I'm like, these are not meaningful to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're meaningful to you.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that you had an enjoyable time.
Yeah.
But it's just...
they're beautiful, but...
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I can't handle it. Because it goes on, like, so many photographs.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Did you... I don't know if you're... My parents would have, like, friends that would go on vacation or something. Mm-hmm. And they would have like slideshow parties. So everyone would come over.
With a little projector?
Yes. So they'd put the slides. I was really little, but they would have the slides in the projector and everyone would kind of hang out. Yeah. And then whoever was on the trip would like project the slide, which is the picture, and say, oh yeah, okay, so this is Jane and I. We were, you know, in front of the cathedral, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, then they would show the next one. It was
Was it fun?
An event. Well, I mean,
you're too young.
I was too young. It was boring for me because I.
Right. I'm like, scene after scene. I want to hear like, how did you interact with other people? Mm-hmm. What did you find enjoyable? I'm more interested in that than I am.
I'm sure that
picture
played a piece in it. Yeah. You know, as far as like talking about their trip and sharing it with friends.
I want to hear about the culture. I want to hear about like something exciting.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like that played a part in it, but yeah.
Anyway, but dreams.
Yeah,
we all have them.
Yep.
And it's if we keep them to ourselves, I don't think they come to fruition quite as
much. No, and then you won't know if your partner will help you manifest those dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel very blessed that way.
I do too. Ben is very, very good at letting me do what I want to do and supporting me at however.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is huge. It's very important to me. So lucked out that way.
Yeah.
So those are the four dates. I think that they're actually really invaluable things.
I think
to
so
do.
Too.
Here I was like, oh, you got to go see this movie because it's going to give you this insight. Like, that's what I thought the article was going to be about.
Yeah.
But no, like, this was way more.
It's opening up discussions about very important things that a couple needs to talk about and think about.
To be able to sustain a lifelong friendship.
Yeah.
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 So I enjoyed that.
Well, let's read some of our
letters here. Okay. Well, so what is this part of our little the advice column? I don't know what we call it, but
we'll figure out a good word for it.
Just go to the website.
Because I don't know if we're really going to maybe give some good advice.
Well, you know, it's what would you do?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it. What would you do? And you know what? You might say that is not what I would do.
I would think of it as like when you talk to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you're talking to your friend, like, here's my problem. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not giving professional advice, but
what would you do?
what would you do?
Yeah.
It's not professional. So, it's just our advice as friends.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you. Give great advice. Courtney.
Okay.
My girlfriend. Okay. I'm a man. Or maybe not. Maybe a girl. They don't specify.
Okay. That's it could be.
It stays anonymous.
Yeah. Okay.
So my girlfriend and I have been dating for 7 months now, and she spends most of her time at my place. I asked her to move in with me, but she said no. I'm afraid she's not ready to commit yet, and I'm ready to move things to the next stage.
Hmm.
What should I do?
Well, first of all, I would maybe start asking questions like exactly what's why and give her space too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, if you really like this person, you'll give her space. But also in the process of giving her space and waiting, like maybe there's some real valid reasons why she's not ready to make that jump yet and why. And how can you change.
Yeah. What if it ends up being a make it or break it moment?
Yeah. I don't know. It shouldn't be. Unless, like we were just saying, maybe she doesn't want a baby.
Right.
Or, you know, it could be that.
Yeah. But asking the questions. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't like the answers, at least it gives you the opportunity to say, maybe we aren't compatible, and even though I really wanted this thing, I'm going to lose this dream of mine.
Yeah, I feel like she needs space because she's living with you pretty much, but making that last commitment is really like, I'm going to give up my space.
That's
and
how I see it.
Completely
like
being
freedom.
In your, I'm going to be in your space all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to combined our things. She must feel really like safe having her own space there.
And there might be a reason for it.
Yeah. So maybe it's a matter of just kind of understanding like what it is that she's holding on to with that and not pushing. Obviously she doesn't want to be pushed either. Yeah. You can't force these questions on her, you know, like, or for her to answer. And so maybe you need to also think about how important this relationship is to you. Is it important enough that you're going to give her space and time?
And if you're not willing to do that, then maybe it is time to take a little break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's an important part of a long, you know, long relationship.
Yeah.
Like that's how, because you're going to have conflict.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes the other person a little bit of time to process that and figure it out.
Yeah.
And if you can't give them that, then that's pretty, I don't know, semi-abusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
I don't like that at all. Because sometimes when you're really angry, and this is true, like psychologically, like your ability to be rational and think, mm-hmm. it's shut down.
Yeah.
So if that person can't give you the space and time to get turned back on so you can give a good thought out answer, mm-hmm. like that's really abusive.
Yeah. And I mean, it's pushy.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know why can't, yeah. what's happening? It corners somebody.
Yeah.
They feel cornered and maybe they can't give you a good answer because they haven't really completely don't understand it themselves.
Yeah.
And they're never going to give you a good answer because you're pushing.
Yeah. Space.
Space. Is what
Let her have her space. Okay. Okay. Next question. I caught my husband cheating on me a few years back.
Ooh.
This is a common, I feel like it's common. It happens.
It does happen.
We are officially divorced now, and I'm wanting to find someone who won't hurt me again.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep getting myself into relationships that are emotionally unsatisfying. What should I do?
Ooh, that's a...
I think that this goes back to, okay, this person is in a lot of pain.
Yes.
They don't want to repeat that pain. I think that's reasonable. We all try to avoid pain.
Yeah.
But I think maybe not ready for a relationship yet.
Because you need to
reflect, like, what am I doing? What mm-hmm. is my contribution
mm-hmm.
To this repetitive circumstance that's happening in my life?
Yeah.
And I also think that emotionally satisfying relationships don't start with the other person. They start within yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that if you don't take the time to know yourself and love yourself and find things that make you happy on your own,
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to find that in another person mm-hmm. because you're lacking it in yourself. And you're going to end up draining the other person.
Yeah.
Of their resource to be happy too.
Yeah.
I think that's, I don't know. I think that's what
I think that's really, really good. A good advice because I don't know, is this person pushing? Are they trying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they feel like they need to have a relationship
mm-hmm. to be fulfilled?
Yeah. Or even, you know, my husband
cheating.
Because obviously the husband cheated and was with another person. Do you feel like you need to be with somebody else too?
To get back at them? What's your motive there?
Yeah. Why do you feel like you need to be with somebody? Why do you need a relationship right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what they're saying? They find themselves in a relationship.
Yeah. Wanting to find someone who won't hurt me again.
Yeah.
They want to be in a relationship, but they want to feel safe in that relationship.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I think you're right. Being feeling good about yourself mm-hmm. and confident in who you are.
Yeah.
Will then attract the right person.
Touche.
Yeah.
Very good point. Yeah. Don't rush a relationship.
Yeah.
I think it will happen organically.
Yes.
If you find yourself, because I can't imagine the fallout of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful. And yes. I think it takes a long time to heal from the grieving and
mm-hmm.
to get in a place where you are ready for that.
Yeah.
And so jumping too. Right into something, it feels like it's maybe more of a revenge type of a mm-hmm. motive there.
Or just feeling like, yeah, a revenge or I have to have
and I
something,
get,
another, like, I have to have another person in my life.
Because I think why people do it is like, I'm lonely
mm-hmm.
yeah. and I need that connection. Well, you don't have to have a sexual partner
no.
to fulfill that need for loneliness. It's loneliness is easily like it's human connection.
Yeah. And like your coworkers, your friends, you can
to
find
have, like physical mm-hmm. gratification. There are amazing vibrators out there.
Yeah, there are. But sometimes those are better than... an actual human.
Should we list them off? No. Oh my gosh. But no, I think when you are happy with yourself and you find someone that's also happy in their self because you've attracted someone like mm-hmm. yourself,
yeah,
you're going to find an emotionally satisfying relationship.
Yeah. And I think you will, red flags will pop up
mm-hmm.
because you are now looking not just for anyone, Mm-hmm. You're looking for somebody who is also emotionally stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that was good advice.
There you go.
Send us your questions. I like thinking about these things.
I do too. It's like a brain is a brain worker.
We just worked out.
We don't need brain. To do Sudoku. Sudoku.
No. I love the New York Times puzzles.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've got like connections and Wordle and strands. I can't remember. And like a mini crossword because I'm too cheap to pay for the full extended version of puzzles.
That's okay.
But they take like 10 minutes to do.
I don't have time for the extended.
No, I don't have time for that.
So it's okay. Like,
did you get the Wordle today?
It's fine. Oh, they're like a lot of the girls here do Wordle.
Oh, yeah.
They're obsessed with it.
Yeah. Sudoku. I've discovered that I've really gotten bad at it. But yeah. This was great exercise for the mind.
It was. I like it.
So send us your advice.
Yes.
Or questions. Sorry. Yeah. We'll give you our advice. You might totally think we're off the wall with this stuff, but that's okay.
Yeah. You can take it or leave it.
Yep. And then send us your love stories.
Your love stories.
I've had so much fun interviewing people.
Oh my gosh. I know. It's so.
I didn't think I would like it, but I like it.
I do
love
too.
To hear how people fall in love.
Oh gosh. You know, and it's really fun. And we talked about this. Some people are a little hesitant going into the interview. Mm-hmm. But after the interview, everybody has said how much they actually enjoyed it because we ask questions that sometimes they don't ask each other.
Yeah.
And so they're learning about each other too. Yeah.
Yes. It's been really satisfying that way. And I think love letters, like just the process of love, writing that down, it just brings joy. Because it's nostalgic in a sense, like to be like, oh, like we were just talking, like I remember looking up at the stars and just enjoying that moment.
Mm-hmm. This is how we met. This is how we share our life together.
Yes.
And we're happy.
Exactly. So share us your happiness.
Yes.
Or, you know, if you're in a bad spot too, it happens even in, for sure, in long-term relationships.
Absolutely.
But it's, you know, that's a time to reflect and work through it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
It's a pleasure. Go to theperfectromance.com so you can send us your good stuff.
Yep.
Or interact.
Rate, subscribe, and review, please.
Yes, that's it.
It helps us out a lot.
I love it. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, XOXO from Valerie.
Touché. Stay curious.
Yes.
And love you guys.
Okay, thanks. Bye.